The women's silent exchange of glances and narrowing of eyes would have been amusing if Caspar wasn't so exhausted, or so hungry. The smell of herbs warming in the pot nearly drove him to distraction as he tried to determine how many hours had passed since his breakfast of stale bread and cheese. The dark-haired woman who opened the door to him was the one who finally answered his question. "My father was English. After my mother died, he brought my grandmother, my sister and me to France. The war did to us what it did to many. I think the best English word to describe our circumstances is that we were displaced." The wary expression in her deep brown eyes and the way the firelight and shadows danced upon her features gave her an air of mystery. Caspar nodded as if he understood, though she'd not satisfied his curiosity in the least, and said no more. It would be best not to pry, especially given that he would be frozen outside had they not opened their door to him. "Are you hungry?" the elderly woman asked. Caspar forced himself to show some restraint, attempting to act like a civilized man instead of a starving one. "I would not want to trouble you." "He is starving," the talkative young woman said, one corner of her pretty mouth tilting upward in a smile he found more charming than her cautious gaze. Recollecting his manners, Caspar realized he'd neglected the most basic requirement of a well-behaved gentleman, a proper introduction. Pushing himself slowly to his feet, Caspar bowed to the old woman in the chair. "I beg your forgiveness, madam. I am Captain Graysmark of the British Army."
"And I am Mrs. Michelson. My granddaughters are Miss Scarlet and Miss Blanche Winter."
She gestured first to the woman with the captivating smile, and then to the other with gold hair.
"Scarlet, please help the captain with his meal."
The young woman rose from her place on the floor with as much grace as any society miss he'd ever met, then went to the cupboard near the table. She came back to the fire, used a hook to remove the lid from the pot, then a ladle to fill a bowl with stew. Caspar's mouth watered, and his insides clenched with hunger, and then a low sound, like a growl, escaped from his stomach. The women all froze.
"Forgive me," he broke off when he saw laughter in Miss Winter's eyes.
"Are you certain you are a man and not a bear, Captain? With your fur coat and sound such as that, it's difficult to tell."
Miss Winter spoke with one raised eyebrow. Caspar looked at his coat laid out to dry, then raised a hand to touch the scruff of his beard.
"I'm afraid to say I can understand your confusion, Miss Winter."
If he revealed his position as a man of consequence, an earl with estates and wealth, they likely would not believe him. An amused quirk of her mouth was all the response he received before she handed him his bowl and a wooden spoon.
"Eat, Captain. We already had our dinner, and we do not stand upon ceremony here."
The grandmother clucked her tongue and picked up her knitting, and the other young woman stiffly took her seat on the bench. He swallowed his pride, ignored his good breeding, and ate as speedily as the hot food allowed. Though he had dined at many finer tables in his life, upon fine delicacies, the stew was the best meal he'd ever had. The women remained quiet, Miss Winter taking up her seat near her sister. Miss Blanche produced a basket of mending, while the elder sister watched him unabashedly. He must be quite the sight, appearing on their door out of nowhere. It didn't look as though they had visitors often.